Greetings and welcome to Christie the Wordsmith. In 19th century London, it was popular for fashion-minded women and men to dress their hair with a preparation called macassar oil. Its inventor, London hairdresser Alexander Rowland, promoted the ointment as a wondrous concoction of oils and fragrances imported from the exotic Indonesian city of Makassar. Rowland purchased ornately illustrated ads in various London publications throughout the 1800s, which claimed that his macassar oil, quote, possesses properties of the most salubrious nature for restoring hair. It produces on the tresses a most beautiful gloss, scent, and curl, improves and beautifies children's hair, promotes the growth of whiskers, eyebrows, etc. Such claims produced a mania for the unguent, and soon macassar-oiled heads everywhere were soiling upholstered chairs, settees, and sofas. This drove housewives to crochet and knit washable coverings for the backs of their parlor furniture. Later, matching armrest covers were also included in the ensemble, and together, these protective adornments became known as anti-macassars, etymologically protection against macassar. Though people stopped smoothing their tresses with macassar oil a century ago, the little protective coverings stuck around as a traditional but mostly non-functional decoration. Anti-macassar. I'm Christie the Wordsmith.
Christie the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.